in the first, in your innermost chamber of your Merkaba. So that first one is all about stability and balance.
Yes, they really wanted you to understand how valuable that inner chamber is. And they have repeatedly nudged me about the importance of that. Because it, if you will remember when we first activated our Merkaba field back in 2016, my, have we come a long way, baby. That first one, we spun the upper tetrahedron in the masculine, and the lower was in the feminine, and then the two merged into one spinning vortex, one clockwise, one counterclockwise. And then as we moved forward, that tetrahedron, that very inner chamber, became very stable and balanced through the divine feminine, the Holy Spirit Shekinah, and the divine masculine to function as a unit where this, our soul journey, this time is to use that in our physicality and move away from the old paradigm of gender identification and move more into that unified field of source energy, creative energy. It's a massive creative energy through the presence of the Holy Spirit, which has no gender. It is a stream of consciousness from the source of our being. So then we became aware of the second tetrahedron. And you want to talk about that, Melina?
Of course, that was our beautiful white luminous tetrahedron, which spins in a clockwise position. And that tetrahedron was the one that held love and unity. And we will hear a little more about that as we get into our process tonight.
You know, that was one thing when they taught us that at the very beginning. They never mentioned that important creative light template because we hadn't unlocked it fully. I don't think we had unlocked it at all of that light template, that creative element of love and unity. So we had no comprehension of that until later on in the series.
Then we created our deep purple tetrahedron, which was, we were told at the time, was the tetrahedron of source creator. And it was kind of left at that. And so now we know so much more. And again, when we get into the process, a whole lot more information about that will come in. And that purple tetrahedron spins in a counterclockwise position.
So with those counter-rotating fields, it creates the light power to accelerate the Merkaba vehicle itself for our use, as well as to raise our consciousness and our feed our light body, but it raises our ability to travel interdimensionally. So it's a very, all three tetrahedrons serve very important functions.
Are we ready?
Yes, we are.
Okay.